And our other meeting in Victoria today is at Warrnambool. Fine and a soft six is the track rating, and Ray Huxley joins us to preview. How are you, Ray?
Very well, thanks, Nath.
Let's have a look at this program of racing today. Eight races, what did you think?
It's a good little program. Got a soft track. It's firming up. It was a soft seven yesterday. It's now only a soft six. So it's improving down there. And overall, a pretty safe program. I think we'll finish in front.
Well, we kick things off race one with a maiden over the 1,700. And here we've got number two, Delius at 5.50. Get out of my nay at 9.50. 2.15 Magnus Opus down to Manza, who was at $4.80.
Magnus Opus, he's only had the three starts and they've all been good. He's been running on well in his races. First time he's hit a rain-affected track, but it's only a soft six. It shouldn't be a problem. He is by Lucas Cranish, who, of course, was placed in a Melbourne Cup, so he should also appreciate out to 1,700 metres today. I think the danger is number eight, Manza. He's also bred to run over a trip, being by Melbourne Cup winner Fiorente. Only had the two starts, failed at Sandown back in June and then ran very well first up at Kyneton the other day. I think he's the main danger, and next race will go 2 and 4. 7 from 8, then 2 and 4.
7 from 8, 2 and 4 in race one. Race two, take out runners 2 and 8. We've got the likes of number 7, Periscope, who's at $2.20, having had the three runs back. But odds on is number 12, Vow and Declare, who was placed last start at $1.85.
Yeah, it should be winning. Gee, it was pretty good the other day at Kyneton. Only had the three starts. Opened up in a 1500 metre race at Cranbourne in August. So obviously Danny O'Brien knew straight away that this was a staying type, and it went okay. And then it improved its second start when it got the 1600 at Bendigo. Came home very well in the straight. It was always handy to them. And then at Kyneton the other day, she got a long way back in a 2,000 metre race. And gee, she rocketed home over the final stages. You would think the 2,381 metres here will be right down her alley. She meets a pretty weak field. She should be winning. I know she's very short, but gee, she does look a good thing. 12 from 7, 11 and 10.
12 from 7, 11 and 10. We have a look at race 3, the maiden 1,300. You can take out the 6. We've got number 5, Be Instant at 5. 380 for Laban Tai Tai. 370 for Tricky Mix is just the fave. And then you've got a Tana at $4.40.
I like the way you got your tongue around that, Laban Tai Tai. I don't know what language it is, but I've tipped it. I thought its run the other day when it second run back from a spell was quite good at Donald. It hit the line pretty well, and I think it'll keep on improving. It has been placed now in four of its six starts. It's going to get a really good run from the good barrier here. I put the 8 on top ahead of the number 11, Tricky Minx, who hasn't raced for quite a while. First up for the Darren Weir stable. Number 5, Be Instant, and then number 12, the first starter, Atana. They've got to be very, very wary of these first starters from the Kieran Maher stable. So I've gone 8 from 11, 5 and 12.
8 from 11, 5, 12. We look at race 4. This is a 70 over 1,300. Take out the 6. We've got number 1, Shippenham, at 7. 9.50 for Powwow. Then we're down to Think Babe at 2.30, Due Course at 3.40, and Lalova is a $7 chance.
Yeah, I think Babe will be winning here. Gee, it's got a lot of things in its favour. It has won here over the trip. It is very good first up. Last time it was first up, it ran second at Sandown behind Princeton Spirit over 1,200 metres. Really hit the line but well. And then after that, it ran third on the I think it was the first day of the Warrnambool Carnival, and then ran a creditable fifth behind Barcelona at Sandown. So he is very good first up. He's a winner on the track. He's got barrier one. I think he might be the good thing of the day. Number 8, I put in for second, Due Course. It was a nice first up run the other day. Then to number 9, Lalova, and number 3, Powwow. 5. My best for the day to beat 8, 9, and 3.
5 from 8, 9, 3. Over to race 5. This is the first leg of the quaddy. Pretty open race here, no scratchings. Number 1, Bernie's Regret, who resumes at 6. Also, Queen Leonora is first up at 4.20. Favourite, though, the 3, Sleek Achiever, who's at $4. And then you're down to the 9, Tamaret, at $5.50.
Yeah, going with Sleek Achiever here, you won't find a more honest horse going round at today's meeting. He just never run a bad race. He's only lightly raced. He's a five-year-old, and he's only had 11 starts. He won his maiden 2 starts ago at Casterton, sat on the speed and was far too good in the home straight, and then ran second at Coleraine the other day. Again, he raced right on the speed. Young Theo Ted Nugent rides him today. Gee, he's riding well. He's riding winners all over the place, and it won't be long before he'll kick off in town, I'm sure, this young fellow. And I think Sleek Achiever gets its chance to break through here from number 2, Queen Leonora, who probably wants a little bit further, but she is nice and fresh, and she went okay in a Crandon Barrier trial on the 8th of October. She could run well fresh. She'll be getting home late, I would imagine. Number 9, Tamaret, and number 8, Cara King. 3 from 2, 9, and 8.
3 from 2, 9, and 8. And then we go over to the 6th event and having a look here at this race over the 2030. Take out 8, 17, 18, and also the 19. Here we see the likes of number 4, Sakoot at $3.70. $7 Walloon Region, $9.50 for Dr. Jamison. $9.50 for Jimmy Varg, and you've got Bossy Rose, who's at $4.60.
Yeah, very, very open first leg. I've gone with number 4, Sakoot, who battled on pretty well at Kyneton the other day. He was only beaten a length and three quarters behind Junior Berger. Previous form had been very consistent. Got a reasonable barrier here. Got a good winning chance in a wide open race. Number 13... Bossy Rose was a nice effort last start from the Darren Weir stable. It's winding up. It'll be winning a race very soon. Number 7, Walloon Regent, is very consistent. And number 2, Royal Enigma. They're the 4 I'm putting in the first leg. And I've put them in the order 4 from 13, 7 and 2.
4 from 13, 7 and 2. We go to race 7. And in this race, you can take out runners 3 and also the 6. Favourite is number 2, Rebellious Lord, who comes off a last start placing at $2.50. WT at $4.60, $8.50 for Sickening. Smoke and Piero is at $8. $7.50 Diplomatic Jack, and then you've got DeRosa, who is at $5.50.
Yeah, Rebellious Lord, I think he's one of the better bets on the program. He had no luck 2 starts ago at Flemington. When he ran 7th, he just couldn't get a clear run at them at any stage. And then he came out at Moonee Valley the other day. He tried to run them off their feet. He set a cracking pace in front. And it was only in the last little bit that they nabbed him, and he got beaten about a neck by a Bad Wolf. He's had 2 starts here at Warrnambool. He's trained on the track, and he's won both his starts here. And I think he'll be winning here. He's got young Ted Nugent on again, claiming 2 kilos, so I think he'll ride a couple of winners today, young fellow. Rebellious Lord clearly on top from number 5, WT. It was a bit disappointing last start, but previous form gives him a chance here. Then we go to number 12, DeRosa. Last couple of runs have been disappointing too, but I know on ability he could run very well here. And number 8, Smoking Piero, was a handy first up winner. This is tougher, but will run well. The 2, I think a good thing, 2 from 5, 12 and 8.
So 2 from 5, 12 and 8, and then we go to the final event, race 8, over the 1200. Take out 2, 7, 8, 11 and also the 12. Number 1, Honourable Mention, is at $2.80. British Isle at $2.90, he's a natural at $9.50. Manhattan Spirit $5.50, and Crystal Pistol is at $8.
Yeah, this is a toss of the coin race for me. I think the 1 and the 4 will fight it out, and there's very, very little between them. I've gone with British Isle number 4 to beat number 1. I really think one of the 2 will win. I think this is a leg of the quality can narrow down, as well as the 7th. I go 4 from 1, 9 and 10.
So we go 4 from 1, 9 and 10. What's your best roughy quaddy and your play of the day?
I think the best, I think there's three good things there. Race 2, number 12, who is very, very short, of course. It's in the red, but, I think it will be winning. Race 4, number 5, Think Babe. That's my best for the day, along with race 7, number 2, Rebellious Lord. So if you're very selective with your punting today, I'm sure you'll finish in front. My value bet is in race 6, number 4, Sakoot, and for the Quadrella. First leg, very wide. I'm going 2, 3, 8, 9, but you, if you fancy anything else, put it in as well. Second leg, 2, 4, 7, 13. The third leg, I think number 2 is pretty well a good thing. I'll put in the 5 as the second pick. So only 2 and 5 in the third leg, and the last leg, definitely a race in 2. Just take 1 and 4.
Okay, Ray, have a great weekend and good luck today.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Ray Huxley, with his preview of the meeting today from Warrnambool. It's approaching 11 o'clock.